Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. And I have trapped much of the Schlichter family in the car, including my brother, who's... All right, I'm disclosing his real name, Melvin Poindexter Schlichter.
Help.
And others who will not be named and probably not participate because they're embarrassed. Welcome to Unredacted, Melvin. You can pay, okay, you got the seatbelt on. That's good. We are off to see, was it Deadpool versus Godzilla?
No. That's correct.
Oh, well, that's, I do this to Arena all the time. And, this is an opportunity to talk to somebody who's not, an activist, not out there doing this stuff all the time. Just a normal, California eunuch, I guess is the right word for what most of the men here are. Anyway,
Calm down, I'm scared.
Okay, Tim Walz, go.
Oh. Dylan Valor. Oh, let's throw in there. Spooky, creepy guy.
He is, and he's annoying. He looks like the husband of the president of the HOA.
He's coming over there. Well, you know, he's having an affair with the ugly participant of the HOA.
Who's a dude?
That could be a dude.
Okay, that dude, I'm just saying Walz gives off a certain vibe to me that I find disconcerting, if you know what I'm saying.
Did you see that CNN did something like, oh, look, he's like the missile popsicle with red on the top, but you finally get to blue. I wonder why they picked that weird phallic.
I'm sorry. First of all, the kids don't remember missiles.
I know.
They don't know what that is. Oh, wow.
I saw a clip on Fox of it.
That's just a little odd. I think that, he's okay. Now, I didn't do anything interesting in the Army. I look at his record. I feel like Rambo.
You watch Cars.
I did watch Cars. I was,
that's important, man.
You know, they felt it was important enough to ship me onto a different continent. And wash cars. Well, the stuff they were concerned about cleaning off was a little bit more pernicious.
Magic dust. VX. HD. A GB. GS.
Green light.
Okay. Wow. Rita's all in that. But, no. I mean, look, the guy looks like a tool. Did you see him out hunting in the perfectly clean hunting car? Remember Dad's hunting clothes?
Yeah.
That's, I have them.
They're blood stained. Dirty, never to be washed.
Never to be.
You should not wash that. That's badges of honor.
And Penny the dog would have literally killed you. That dog, she used to guard his hunting stuff.
You see his shotgun? I'm not even sure it was a shotgun. It might be a 22. But it was awful shiny.
Yes, I saw the shotgun. It's a 12-gauge shotgun. It's a hunty shotgun. I don't know why it had a blue receiver.
He hadn't taken the tag off.
That might have been it.
Not Sears and Roebuck catalog.
You being relatively normal, Melvin, does he appeal to you?
No. No, actually he does. I'm so glad they picked that schlob instead of someone else.
Like Shapiro?
He could have been.
Well, Shapiro had some disqualifying characteristics.
Yeah.
He was smarter than Kamala Harris. Imagine how difficult her search was to find someone who wouldn't outshine.
Sexual harassment fit right into the DNC, so I'm surprised that they.
Well, he was also of the Jewish faith, which
yeah.
doesn't.
So that
work for
pretty
them.
Much precluded his.
That does life. Not work for them. Yeah, he's, but yeah, I know what his problem. I will never be a threat to you, Kamala. Who else could say that and be believed?
Was part of the negotiation that you promised, and if she were to win, that in 2028, you will not run against me, that you have to ensure that your VP says that. You got to get that everybody.
You got. Well, the thing is, you know, you look at him and he looks like he's about freaking 90. Homeboy's a year older than me.
Yeah.
Okay. I do not look like that.
Do I? Anybody?
No.
Everybody want to? Okay. You don't think you're... Oh, there's a funeral home. That's horrifying. That's fun.
Good times.
Yeah.
And there's the hospital where several of the kids were born.
Anyway.
You're geolocating us. They could call in here.
That's a Is it live?
No. It's not live. It's a thing called a podcast where they cast the pod. But people are always interested in, you know, the, wacky take on current events that I provide with my guests who usually consist of a real.
Well, what's your take on the debates? I happily agree to September 10th. What about the 4th? I don't know anything about this. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, look,
who's going to crack first?
I think Trump will eventually crack and do one debate.
She have to do a debate?
She didn't have to do anyway. No. Because she's brat. Don't you understand? She's brat. There's a kid in the car. Is brat a good thing?
Acronym person? Nobody's talking.
You don't know what brat? Yeah, that's an adjective, right? This week.
Is it a good adjective? Is it good?
Killing. What's it? What's the new, what do they call this new generation?
It's like Generation A for annoying.
Gen Z? You're Gen Alpha.
We're starting over?
Gen Z.
Okay.
The year millennials Gen. Nobody wants to be a Gen.
Kurt's a baby.
I was by 1 week.
Yeah, he's the last group of.
I was born the week, I was born December 24, 1964, 7 days before the end of the baby. So, but most everybody I was around was Gen X. So, but I'm definitely, oh my God, somebody was like, shut up, boomer, to me. I'm like,
only 1 week.
I'm like, you know you're going to pay my social security, right? You know it's going to be there for me. I don't think you want to be uppity about that. Okay, boomer. Yeah, look what I'm driving. Okay. And you're like door dashing for freaking shelter.
Work harder. I need my social security.
Exactly.
Exactly. Every time I see you work, I just want to buy another bottle of Pappy.
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 Shouldn't we have, like 6 minutes?
Oh my gosh, you remember when we went to see Dumber Dumber and I had beers in my pockets and they exploded them? And they exploded?
Yeah.
And I like walked into Dumb and Dumber, like completely covered with beer.
Why'd you pee yourself?
It's not pee, it's Coors.
You kicked them or someone kicked them and
they exploded.
In some kind of elevation in this theater and they rolled.
Oh, that was another one. That was a different time.
That was a different.
We were kicked out of a number of
things.
Sanitarium, man, was our area. We were evil. We're rebels.
I hope we get kicked out of this. Kick on that.
I know. We can tell the kids to get off our lawn. What are these people? There's bikers in the road and it's weird and they're unattractive.
I don't understand.
So, do you think, Kamala's gonna win?
No.
Okay, you talk to other.
You're following the party line, but I take this honeymoon thing.
I
dissipate into some sort of shame or something that she just does. How can that not?
Because they've considered, well, there are a lot of retarded people in America. I mean,
America's full of dumb shits.
And, you know, we just gotta, I mean, that's just a fact. That's just how it is. And sadly, they're allowed to vote. We should. I'm thinking of a property requirement, property or military service requirement. You must own property to,
or even a brief test.
A brief test. How many states are there? Are you counting the District of Columbia, which is not technically a state? Yeah. You're good.
Let me start alphabetically.
And the great city,
Puerto Rico.
And the great Simpsons, joke when Apu takes his citizenship. What was the cause of the Civil War? Well, there were many factors, including just say slavery. Hurry up, Nikki Haley.
Put out of that.
Oh, gosh.
What did we take the Simpsons for? See who's the winner of this?
Well, there is a President Trump in the Simpsons from like 20 years ago, back when people, you know, it's still on.
Yeah. Well, they just hit so many things right. I wonder if they contemplated this election.
I don't know. Oh, good. We're entering a parking structure and everybody seems really smart. Oh my God, I'm so tired of people who are baffled by simple tasks. Okay, here's a guy pulling out. What's going to happen? Everybody wait.
I don't understand. Do you have that thing in your bag, honey?
I don't want that. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Mom's coming through for us. Give it to me. Mom is coming through.
Here, set that up.
I don't know where they are. So...
I need a stand.
But, so you think she's going to lose? You have faith in human beings. I'm terrified, but
I think all sides play to her losing.
Well, you talk to a lot of, I'll say it, retarded people who are normal.
Oh, they're all on board. I don't know.
With Kamala?
Yeah, they hated her 5 minutes ago, and as soon as she's in there.
And now she's
very fact.
Now she's friends.
They knew they were going to lose. And the horror that you couldn't put a seal. A small squirrel, and they would have been thrilled. And
I'm in. I'm backing.
Ted Sarandos.
Yeah. How much do you need? I'm going.
No. Oh, I dig this. Side and a half. You already did it. I can't.
This person over here is looking at me like I'm stupid and sadly correct. Like, are you a tart or what?
Do you think she's?
I do not think she's going to win.
But they're like, oh, she's excited. They were like, she's so joyous.
Oh, I hate that.
Everything just feels so joyous.
What are you talking about? 98% of her staff quit in fear and horror.
Where's the joy?
I can't deal with the idea that our president will know what Montel Williams tastes like.
Oh, like, how did you know who's going there?
You both know me. Hi, guys. Just finishing up the unredacted here. As you saw, we were in the midst of a fascinating interview, and then we were unable to pick it up later because of an incident that occurred, and everybody's fine. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's dead. It has nothing to do with politics. But politics being what they are, I did want to finish up what we were talking about, which is how normal people are looking at this election. I think normal people are looking at it very differently than us. Normal people are not out there thinking about politics 24/7 like we are. Is it breaking through what's happening with Kamala Harris? I think people are finding her, you know, normal people are finding her annoying. Sexually dysfunctional cat women, middle-aged losers no one wants. They're loving her. You're feeling the joy of Kamala. Yeah. Of course you are. I'm not sure I buy that. The reality is, though, that in certain places, stuff's breaking through, and the vet stuff is breaking through, and it's breaking through big time. So, I think we're going to see some real fallout here in the coming polls. I think this stuff is hurting Walz. I think J.D. Vance is doing an incredible job. He's out there. If you saw him on the Sunday shows, he was fantastic. And he so outclasses the mediocre minds of the mainstream media. It would be funny if it, well, actually it is funny, despite it being cruel. So I think we're over in all good shape, people. I think we're in good shape. The problem is, of course, we are in the verge of war in the Middle East. We have a giant terrorist threat here. The economy is shaky. We have, England is turning into a dictatorship.
there's lots of crappy things that will come bite us and become huge issues where even normal people have to pay attention. And when that happens, I think it's going to be ugly. But, you know, oh well, the only way through is through. That's my unredacted for this week, Town Hall VIP. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Sorry it got cut off. Couldn't be helped. Can't really tell you why, but nobody's hurt. Nobody's dead. But it was like a thing that occurred. Anyway, get my Town Hall columns every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And get the attack, because I think we're going to see that happen soon. And yes, it scares the hell out of me. And it'll scare the hell out of you. So I'll see you on the next stream of consciousness. Talk to you soon. Bye.